Sunday morning, fat this cowlin'. Do 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 do. Every Sunday's Father's Day.
What the fuck? That was pretty good, right?
Daddy gang, happy new year. It is 2024 and it is your founding father back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy. I am sitting here with someone, a special someone, one of your all-time favorites. Introduce yourself.
It's Lauren.
Lauren and I are back. Daddy gang, we are sitting at my house. Lauren just got in from her holiday vacation. And we are sitting in my living room. The fireplace is on. And the minute she walked in the door, I said, don't speak a word. Let's save it for the podcast. I need to hear all about your adventures and what you did on your holiday break. So we're going to give a little recap today of what Lauren and I both did on our winter breaks. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Hi. Okay.
Hey.
Tell me everything.
How are you feeling? What's your vibe right now?
I'm in like such a calm mood because I feel like when you come back from New Year, like I was like watching on TikTok this morning. So many people were like, I have the Sunday scaries. Like I saw this girl.
Did you have Sunday scaries yesterday?
A little bit. Like Matt was going to bed being like, fuck, like I have Sunday scaries. I like shoved an edible in his mouth. I'm like, just calm down. But I will say I was like, I don't know. I think I had them, but weirdly, I knew because we were going to be together, I felt less stressed because I feel like when you're
we can ease into the week together. Yes. I'm the type of person, if I'm like getting Sunday scaries or I'm anxious about something, like if someone's just sitting next to me,
everything's okay.
Yeah. If you just sit in your corner and don't talk to me, but like I feel your presence.
Yes.
I'm good.
That's why I was actually happy too, because Matt worked from home this morning, which he never does. He usually goes into the offices and I usually am the one working from home. And he worked from home and I felt so cozy because I kept just walking into his office and he was like, why do you keep coming in here? And I'm like, because we need to be together. And
I think like coming off like the holidays where you were with Matt, 24/7 and like doing stuff 24/7. So yes. It's like, oh, being alone. Like,
I know.
Like, I had my flight today and it was like a 4-hour flight here. I was like, whoa. In like 2 weeks, like I haven't spent like
time apart from your boyfriend.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Okay, so let's get into it. So what did you do over, I love how I like have no idea what you did. Like, I know what you did, but I don't know what you did because we purposely were like, let's save it for the pod. Okay, what did you do? Tell the daddy gang.
I went to St. Martin for a week. I went on vacation with my boyfriend's family, which was so fun. His brother and sister-in-law are my age, so, and he's a little bit older, and like the four of us get along so well.
That's so nice.
And his parents are amazing. Like, I love his parents.
There's nothing better than, like, I remember the first time that I met Matt's family. Obviously it's not like you're like close with your family when you like their family right when you meet them, but and you also can't really fully tell the vibe, but once you get closer with your like partner's family, there's nothing better when you realize you like them.
Oh, fully. I think the past like 7 years, it's just been me, my mom, and my brother. Mm-hmm. I want that feeling of like more than three people. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm literally, how does this always happen? I'm already getting deep.
Oh my God, yeah, I thought you were about to start crying.
No. I'm just like smiling that like it was such a nice trip. Aww. And it's just like so fun feeling like you have a bigger family. I've really been missing that for a lot of my life. We get to St. Martin. We had a villa for the six of us.
Bougie lair.
And I'm a boat hoe.
Have we told the Spotify story?
No, we haven't.
Okay, I am like the not boat ho girl. Like, you daddy gang, I get the worst seasickness, and so does Matt. Like, I remember one of the things that we like fell in love is when we were in beautiful Italy together and we were going from like somewhere in Italy to like go to Capri or however the fuck you say it, our pronunciation this episode, yeah. We're going down the drain. And I remember like we realized in that moment, like, oh my God, we're in beautiful Italy. Like, we're looking over the Amalfi Coast, and Matt and I were both like, I'm going to vomit everywhere. And we both just get so bad seasickness. But I signed my Spotify deal, and I remember Lauren and like gets me a gift for like my big deal, and she's like, I'm so proud of you, and she blindfolded me with Matt.
I was like, I went to Matt and I was like, Matt, like, I want to plan like a day for Alex. Like, I want to do something that like she wouldn't do for herself, and like I want it to be like an experience. And like I had a few ideas. Like, my first idea was that we rent, because it was also COVID during this time.
True,
it was like coming on the end of COVID, like things weren't fully open yet, and like we also had no friends in LA. Yeah. So it was like, okay, like what's something fun we can do just the three of us that's different than three of us just getting drunk in the hot tub like we do every other night.
So true.
And my first option was renting a limo for the three of us.
Oh, just to cruise around?
Yep. And we were going to cruise around the limo.
Ooh, living large.
Yeah. And then I was like, a boat. Like, who doesn't love a boat? And I'm like, Matt, I have the best idea in the entire world. We're going to rent a boat for the day. And I was like, I might need a little financial backing on this one.
You're like, Matt, you pay for the boat, but it's my idea. Okay, so we can split the idea. Yeah. You just take the full check. And he's like, yeah. Okay, Lauren, sure. But wasn't Matt kind of like, I don't know if Alex loves boats. And you're like, no. This will be a good one. If you put your credit card down big enough.
Yeah,
like, we'll be good.
I was like, yeah, like, but if it's like big and just for us, like, if it's a big boat, yeah, she'll like it.
So I remember you guys unblindfold me, and literally I was like, oh, Lauren definitely got this, because there's no fucking way in hell that this is Matt's surprise to me. Like, the fuck, Lauren? And you're like, it's gonna be fine, like, you're not gonna get seasick. And Matt and I end up getting so sick, and Lauren is like jamming to Dua Lipa at the front of the boat, like taking pictures, she's looking so cute, and Matt and I are like, when is this boat ride over? I want to die. Anyways, boats.
Yeah. I love
so
boats.
You're a boat hoe, I'm not a boat hoe. So yeah. You get to St. Martin, what happens with the boats?
I was just like really looking forward to like our boat day, and like we had like this boat day, and we like sailed around the island. There was unlimited rum punch. Oh. I really indulged in the rum punch.
Were there any snacks?
Oh my gosh, one of the best meals. It was just like they grilled on the boat, but like there was a grill on the boat.
What kind of boat is
this? It was like a big catamaran. It was nice.
Oh my God, there's a grill on the boat.
Yeah.
So they're grilling.
There's music. Oh. I love floating. I was floating in the ocean. We anchored. There was all the big yachts anchored around us that were like doing a day trip from St. Barts. Oh. I am so proud of my ability to be the life of a boat that for my Hinge profile, I wrote on my Hinge profile.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. I'm...
This is what
I'm about to have my anniversary. Wait, what day is it?
Wait, yeah, because you guys met 2 years ago on New Year's, right?
Our first kiss was on New Year's 2 years ago.
And then when did you guys officially start dating? What's your anniversary?
January 29th. Yeah, Daddy Gang, we're coming up on my 2 year anniversary.
I'm so proud of you. That's a whole nother topic. Yeah. Okay, so you're the life of the party. What did you put in your Hinge profile?
Oh, I have a stomach of steel. Nothing can get me boat sick. Take me out on your boat.
I love the multiple tiers of like, one, you're looking for someone rich. You're like, take me out on your boat. Two, I'm the life of the party. Wow, Lair. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were the life of the party. Were his parents kind of surprised? Like, had they not seen that side of you?
They have like a little bit and there.
I just was going to say, sorry to cut you off, but we need to make sure we post the photo if you're okay with it. You went to his family party in a shark costume, right?
Oh my gosh. So like, I really, really like his family, and like, I'm really comfortable like being weird around them. And the first time I met his whole extended family, it was his family reunion, and there's a talent show that everyone has to participate in. And my boyfriend was like, you need to do a talent. Like, people will look down on you if like you show up and like don't do a talent. And I was like, okay, like, I'm going in. And I don't tell anyone what my talent is going to be except my boyfriend. And I can do a dolphin call.
Wait, what? Put your microphone a little away from you and do it for us.
Oh my God. Henry's like, Mom.
Wait, the dogs are like, the fuck? Wait, how did I not know that our
Wait,
whole
you didn't
life?
Know that?
How did I not make you do that in our younger videos?
It was a new, I didn't discover it really till, yeah, I didn't really discover it till high school.
I'm curious, Lauren, like, how does one discover do a fucking dolphin call?
I think I was just like drunk and like being weird.
There you go. Okay, so.
So I decide like for my talent, for the talent show, I'm going to do the dolphin call. But I can't just like get on stage and do the dolphin call. The stage being his back deck.
Okay.
And I'm like, I got to ramp it up. And I'm like, I need to get a dolphin costume so I can walk out in the dolphin costume and flap around doing my dolphin call. I waited too long on Amazon and there were only shark costumes left.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah, it is a shark.
It's
oh
a
God.
Shark. Wait, so I got one of those, like, you know how you had the Christmas Santa blow up?
Yeah, yeah.
I got a shark blow up inflatable costume. So I walk out on stage and I play like ocean sounds. And I'm like, imagine, close your eyes. You're sitting on the beach, sipping your pina colada. You look out into the ocean and what do you see?
Oh my fucking.
And then my boyfriend, and no one
and my
knew.
Boyfriend gets hard.
No, my boyfriend is in the corner with the hose, spraying me with the hose, adding the water effects as I'm jumping, doing the dolphin call.
I am obsessed. I didn't know that part of the story. I'm obsessed how involved he is.
So involved, so proud. The crowd went wild. I won the talent show.
Wait, what the fuck? Oh, wait, I also love how he's like, I got you, babe. Let me do Baywatch for you.
Yeah, at first he was like full support, like Mean Girls mom splashing with the water, being like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. But he's so competitive that once I won the talent show, he was like, well, no, fuck that. Like, you're just making her win because it's her first year. Like, I wanted to win.
Stop. Okay, so, okay, but that, Ellie, you're right. Like, you putting yourself out there and like being fun and goofy, that his family has seen this side of you.
Yeah.
Overall, you would say St. Martin was good.
Overall, St. Martin was so fun.
And that was your first trip with your boyfriend's family, right?
Yeah. We were there for a week. So like, that's kind of like a long time to be like in a house with like six people. And like, that was the first time I haven't spent Christmas with like my family. So that was like a big decision to be like, I'm gonna spend Christmas with your family instead of like my own.
So then you saw your mom though and your
brother. Yeah, so we were in St. Martin for a week with his family, and then I still wanted to see my mom and brother and her fiance. So then we connected in Miami. So then we drove up to Fort Lauderdale and spent 4 nights in Fort Lauderdale with my family.
You know, something before I tell you about my trip was something that I realized was I posted you like a month ago or something when we were together, and I feel like there's new listeners here and they're like, wait, like, why does Lauren not have social media? And so a whole nother part of why I don't know what Lauren has been up to and why she doesn't know what I've been up to is like, we're not watching each other's social medias. And it reminded me because Lauren texted me on break being like, oh my God, like, my mom just showed me her phone.
Oh yeah, my mom, like when it was one of the rainy days in Fort Lauderdale, and like everyone was like sitting around on their phones, and my mom was like, "Oh, Lauren, like you need to check out, like take my phone and look at my Instagram. Like you got to check out Alex's outfits. Like she is popping off on her outfits on her ski trip." And you were.
I love
it. Did you style yourself?
I had a lot of them were like looks that I had like put together. Some of them were styled myself. Some of them I had like styled previously that I was like, where should I wear this stuff? And then I'm like, ooh, let's go to the snow.
That white outfit.
So
do you
cute.
Own those fluffy boots? The big fluffy boots that you wore with the tight suit? Like
yes.
Little Catwoman, Bear Woman vibes?
I know. I was so annoyed because people were commenting saying I like Photoshopped it and I looked insane. And I was like,
Photoshopped your body?
Yeah. And I was like, I did not Photoshop my body. Like, fuck you. But I loved that outfit. The outfit.
Do you own the boots?
No, I don't own the boots. But the outfits were popping off, and I was just laughing, thinking about, first of all, that your mom is my hype woman, being like, Lair, you got to look at
her.
You
got to check her out.
But can you remind everyone, like, one, why don't you have social media? And two, like, how long has it now been without social media?
It's been over 2 years now with no social media.
I didn't realize it was that long. 2 fucking years?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
So you must really now just be so used to it.
I'll backtrack. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had social media now for over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I deleted it because when we moved to LA together, mm-hmm. I got a ton of random followers of just that time. Yeah. And like got up to like, I had like 200,000 followers. Mm-hmm. So like
it's
I was
a lot.
Like,
oh,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah. And through that, I was spending like a disgusting amount of time on my phone, like on Instagram and reading comments and just being so obsessed with like what I was posting and what I was doing. And I think it like I jolted awake when I moved to Chicago, and like in LA, everyone has followers and is into Instagram and is like posting looks and outfits. When I moved to Chicago and like no one does that, I was like, oh, like what? Like what? Whoa, how did this get to this point? And like, what is this? And like, I don't want to do this. And like, so I deleted social media, and it's been over 2 years now. And I've never like considered, I haven't had a moment where like I've wanted it back since. But this past Christmas, it was like a rainy day, and like everyone was sitting on their phones, like scrolling social media. And I was like looking over my mom's shoulder, and I was like, oh, can I like take your phone? And like, because she follows my friends. Like, right. I'm like, can I go look at my friends' like Instagrams? Like, I don't even know what, like, my roommate's Instagram looks like. Because, like, I don't...
Right, you have social media.
Yeah, like, I don't see people ever. And, like, I was, like, stalking people. And, like, even sitting there in, like, that little moment of, like, stalking people for 10 minutes, I, like, started comparing my vacation to what everyone else was doing for the holidays. And I was like...
Dude, that... It's literally...
Like 10 minutes.
Because it's just comparison.
Yeah.
And as Kelsey Ballerini says, comparison is the thief of joy.
Amen.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
2 years and then yeah. You're like, wait, let me see. And you're like, oh, you're getting insecure about like your trip.
Yeah. And like my mom will post when we're together because like she likes to like post yeah. for and like show off her kids and stuff. And like the week before when I was in St. Martin, like no one was like posting anything. And I was wearing like no makeup, like I like didn't care. And then when I realized like getting ready for a dinner, like, oh, my mom's gonna take a picture, my mom's gonna post it on social media. Like, I guess I like need to put on makeup or like let me do my hair a little bit more. And like
that's
the whole week prior, like I wasn't thinking about that once. And it's just like, oh, like I know people are gonna like, I know that I'm gonna be photographed tonight and that it's gonna go to like friends who don't see me often. Like it literally I was thinking like, oh, like my college friends, like my high school friends who like don't see me often and like literally might not know what I look like right now are gonna like see me and like judge me and like.
Right. I want to look good.
I want to look good. But like normally like people just don't have access to me in that way. And it's like so beautiful.
It's enviable, honestly. Like it's so fascinating hearing you just for 10 minutes being like, I immediately was. And that's, I think, something that I don't need to preach. It's just like anyone listening to that, there you go.
Yeah.
If you're spending too much time on social media, no shit, you're gonna feel like shit about your life. Because like, you know what's so interesting? It's like if you had social media, how jealous people would have been of your St. Martin trip.
I know. And then like it puts you in this then I was like looking at other people's, and then I had a quick urge of like, damn, like I have some cool pictures from St. Martin that I took and like I did really cool things and like no one knows about it. And I was like, and then I was like, wait, why does anyone need to know about it?
No, who cares?
Yeah.
You had the best time.
Yeah.
You wore no makeup. You were floating in the ocean. You were the boat hoe that you are. And you fucking thrive.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's such a like a mind fuck, like the things you can realize and like the way your mind just starts like thinking and like comparing and like stealing the joy from like what you're doing in the moment.
Well, it's so crazy too, because I was thinking, I did like a question and answer on my Instagram story, and it was like a day or two before New Year's Eve. And so many of the questions that I had were people really asking just like, do you have any advice for if I'm celebrating New Year's Eve by myself and if I'm just staying in? And I gave them like this whole self-care routine of like my ideal night and day. And I got so much feedback of people just being like, thank you so much. I was like, start the day with like doing a full closet clean out and like go through all the drawers that like you need to go through and like get rid of stuff and like donate things. And then like go on like a walk and listen to a podcast or walk in fucking silence, like relax, then get back, take a hot shower, do an everything shower where you like shave and lotion and do your skincare. And then like make dinner or order your favorite food and get snacks and watch two of your favorite movies or do a whole Harry Potter marathon, like whatever it is, and just like wake up feeling refreshed the next day. And so many people were overwhelmingly like, thank you so much. Like, I've been feeling so like shit that I'm going to be alone. And I just, I'm not saying going out isn't fun, but I did a mini episode on this the other month. Like,
I'm over it.
I'm so over it.
I went home. I left the bar. We got done dinner. We had dinner at 7:30 on New Year's Eve, and we got dinner at like 9:30. And I look at my boyfriend and I'm like, when is the earliest acceptable hour for us to leave?
For us, literally.
I'm like, I love dinner. I love sitting where we're all like making eye contact and having good conversation. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't have a desire to just like keep
going
and drinking.
And you
like,
know what? What I just, as you're saying that though, Lauren, because I do want to like make sure we clarify, I was thinking while you're talking, I'm staring at you and I'm like, what about our single girls? Like, are they gonna be like, yeah, because you both have partners now? You know what, I would say this, I wish I could have told myself in my single years, it doesn't mean you're never going to usually find the love of your life past 10 o'clock at night. You're not gonna find the love of your life in a club. So like, it's okay also to be single and start to implement for yourself, like it's okay to not have to like do late night after hours, like go on dates and go home at a normal hour.
I used to get like late night FOMO just because like I get sleepy when I drink, right. And like, right. If I start drinking, I'm like, I want to go home and be in bed by like midnight. Yep. If I'm being really crazy, like 1 a.m., like I'm just not the type of person who wants to like stay out until 4 a.m. It ruins your next day. And like, completely. I literally can't hang and can't do it anymore.
We can't. That's also just, it's factual as you get older. Like I just can't drink an entire water bottle of vodka anymore and wake up being like, let's do it again. Like I can't hang either. So I just thought it was so interesting though, to see how many people felt so insecure that they were spending it alone. And I feel like what we all feel most of the time is whenever you're out, unless you're having the best night ever, which is like far and few between.
You have
fun when you're out, but it's like most of the time when you're out, you just want to be home. And I always try to remind people of that. Like when you're seeing things on people's Instagrams, like I remember one year, I don't know if it was one of my years of college or if it was one of the years out of college, I talked about this way, way back in the day. I was talking to a guy. I wasn't going to be doing anything for New Year's. So I faked and pretended I was in fucking Aspen.
I remember that.
Right?
I remember that.
Daddy gang, I was sitting my ass in Pennsylvania on the couch with my mother. And we were like asleep by midnight. And I kept just trying to post things to pretend I was somewhere. So think of the sad thing is like, I know a lot of people that post things when they're not in the location that they actually are. So half the time we don't know if people actually are having fun, whatever. But it was just something I thought was interesting of like, don't compare your shit. Because look at you. After 2 years, you quickly checked and you felt like shit about yourself.
Yeah. Literally 10 minutes back on social media, I was like, oh my goodness.
So
like,
weird. Okay.
What did you do?
What did I do? Okay, so it was really sad because my family was supposed to come out for Christmas.
Oh, they didn't even come?
They didn't come. So my mom, when we were on tour, my mom had this like situation that happened and she was not feeling great and we didn't know what was wrong with her. And then,
oh, I remember that. Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Yeah, it was kind of scary. And so she got information, like, it's her neck. My mom always has neck problems. She won't care that I'm sharing that. And so my mom's neck problem like got just bad to the point where like she just shouldn't travel and she has to be
like
doing
a 4-hour flight would like put her fucked. In pain.
Yes. So they, but my parents were like, it really sucks, but we're not going to be able to spend the holidays with you guys this year. So we were super sad. So my parents stayed on the East Coast with my sister and they did Christmas in New York with my sister. And then, so Matt and I were like, okay, like if my parents are staying there, like let's try to like plan our trip. So we basically celebrated Christmas on the 23rd instead of actually on the 25th. And my brother came with us and we went to Matt's grandmother's 100th birthday party.
Grandmommy.
100 years old. This one was a legend of the party. Literal legend. Like, it was fucking popping off. We were at her house. My brother came. It was really fun. I love Matt's family so much. So we were just having such a good time. And his mom is so fucking good at throwing parties. Like, Lisa knows how to throw a party.
What was the highlight of this party?
She just had, she has multiple bars at the house. You're like, it's a house. Like, she's multiple bartenders. She has food that, like, you don't even know what kind of food you want. She has every type of food. Like, it's just, and the vibes are immaculate. And she's the type of host that, like, she's dancing and she's talking.
She's working the room.
She's working it. I would say the highlight, though, is, like, Matt's sister obviously had a baby recently and like just having a little chunk, like, oh, like watching Matt with a baby, it's, I'm not gonna lie, like it gives me baby fever.
Is Matt like comfortable around babies?
Matt looks like he is the father of this child. Matt,
where did he get this baby experience from?
His whole family, like Matt is just, I, you know Matt, like he's so,
he's like the godfather to like every baby that's born of his friends basically.
Actually, Matt is the godfather of like almost every single child that his friends have. He is, yeah. And like multiple of the kids have like his middle name as their name. Like, it's crazy. Aww. So he's just really fucking good with babies. And he's apparently like, I remember.
Are you good with babies?
I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm as good as Matt. Like, honestly, no, I'm way better than you would expect. But Matt is like, immediately when I saw him with this baby, I was like, and this has been going on for a couple months now, but I'm like, oh my God, like, you are going to be the best father. And it just makes my like heart so warm knowing, like, seeing Matt and the way he is with all of the children I ever see him with. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have the best partner and I have literally nothing to worry about, which I feel really fortunate about. And I know all guys aren't usually like that. So yeah. It was like another like thing that was unlocked in me of like, oh my God, I love Matt even more now watching him with babies. And it was like a weird thing. I was like, am I getting turned on or am I like, but so the highlight is the baby. And then we ended up going on the 24th. I will say this is like so fucking bougie, but I can say it cause I didn't pay for it. We ended up going to Deer Valley, Utah to ski with our friends and something happened where our friends,
oh yeah, my mom told me you took a private plane.
Yes.
My mom told me
and I was like, oh my God, I need to make sure everyone knows I did not pay for this. So something happened where they called us like the night before we were on our way home from grandmommy's and they were like, we know we were all on the same Delta flight, but we wanted to let you guys know that we actually ended up getting a private plane because of something that was happening with his wife that he was like, she, like, I just want her to feel comfortable and good and whatever. I'm like, so bougie. Love ya. We'll be there. And so we got to bring Henry and Bruce on a PJ.
Have they both flown on the PJs before?
Listen to this, Daddy Gang. Henry and Bruce have flown on a PJ.
Without you.
Without me. When we got Harry Jousy, there was a whole thing. We had to get him a plane so he could make it on tour. And Henry and Bruce went on that plane and seeing pictures of Henry and Bruce on a private plane, I just was like thriving. Like Henry just like is meant to be there. You know what I mean? Like
Henry deserves that.
He does. So it was, I will say like, it was just such a fun little experience too. Cause it was, I don't know. It was just fun. And because I wasn't paying for it, I was like, this is fucking epic. So we fly in on the PJ and then we get to Deer Valley and our friends are so fun, but the girlfriend in this group, she does not ski and she's so funny. She's like, I'm going to be at the spa from 9 a.m. to 5. You guys let me know when you're done. I'm going to get 10 different appointments. So she was at the spa all day and we skied and it was so fun. And it just, there's something about skiing that just makes me so happy. And I've been doing it since I was a child. So I just love being active, and I'm naturally like athletic, so I like to do like active things, but only if I like in like I don't know, you know me, how do I explain it, like I have to like the activity,
yeah, not like it has to be on your own terms,
yeah or else I'm lazy as fuck. Yeah, and I will say the altitude got me a little fucked up. I had the altitude
even in Utah though, when they like try to like cut you off.
Lauren, no, not the alcohol. I got the Lauren, I got the altitudes, as my brother calls them.
Sorry
to be TMI, but like my stomach was so fucked up this trip, and Matt kept being like, oh my god, like it was not fun. Like I just was like, oh, it was bad, and I didn't feel my best, so like my sex life wasn't popping off.
But you in the boats, the altitude.
I literally said to Matt, I'm like, thank God we didn't decide to get married here.
Oh, that would be horrible. Like
I was not feeling sexy at all, to the point where I was like, I need to get out of here. Like I was struggling with our sex life because I was like, I feel like I have to shit 24/7. It was just not fun. So, but it was such a fun trip. And then we got home and we had friends over for New Year's, but we told every single person that invited us out. We were like, no, we're just going to stay home this year. And so Matt and I put on music. We put on the fireplace. Matt went and got caviar. And he was being so extra. And he got caviar. And we just had champagne and caviar and had friends come over. And there was like two couples that stopped by. And then we were literally in bed. And we watched like Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen like as the ball dropped. And then I went to bed and I took an edible.
Love.
And I woke up and I had... I feel like January 1st isn't a real day. Like you just lay in bed all day, or you do whatever the fuck you want, but it doesn't count. I laid in bed all day. I restarted the show Dexter, and Matt was downstairs watching football all day, and he kept calling me to be like, do you want to come watch it? Like Michigan's about to win. I'm like, I literally don't care. I stayed in bed, Lauren, from the moment I woke up. The only time I got out of bed was to like go downstairs and get more water or food until dinner time.
I love that. That was my January 1st. I love those days.
The best.
My boyfriend and I call those like our gremlin days. Gremlin. And like if we like really grim it up, then we will eat our takeout in bed and put like a towel down on the bed and put the takeout on the bed.
That
like,
is.
We will get out of bed only to pee and poop.
That is literally goals. And I'm pretty sure everyone thinks it's disgusting to eat in bed. I don't care. And so does Matt. But Matt was like.
So do I. So we only eat in his bed, not mine.
Matt was being so cute to me that day because he knew I was just like tired and like I was just trying to like rest up before all the chaos of the new year. And so Matt walks up with like my favorite onion dip and chips and he just hands it to me. He's like, I love you. Enjoy it in bed. And I was like, yes, let's go. So that was it. And now we're back to work and I'm excited for this new year. And I was thinking about it. Like I did one of those things on, I was looking through all my photos and I realized like this was one of like the best years of my life. Like I got engaged and it was such a crazy.
Speaking of, you know what was in my mail when I got home from my trip? Your wedding saved the date.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Good things come to those who wait. We've all heard that saying somewhere, okay? But sometimes I'm here to say you got to just go after what you want instead of waiting around for it to happen. Because most of the time, I'm not going to lie, then you miss out. Okay. Personally, I have had moments where I'm hustling to get something done at work and I know I'm going to feel so much better than waiting around and waiting to see if someone's going to ask me to do it. I'm just going to do it myself. And that is why, Daddy Gang, if you want the best people for your company, the same applies. You have to go after it. You have to go after what you want. And thankfully, ZipRecruiter can help put the hustle in your hiring. And even better, you can try it free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter can find top talent for your role very fast. As soon as you post a job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology will go to work and you are going to find a qualified candidate immediately. So let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina, aka The Fine Life. If there is one thing the Daddy Gang knows how to do, it's live the fine life. I'm talking rooftop parties in the city, weekend getaways, long summer lunches that stretch from midday till the sun goes down. Corona brings relaxing, refreshing vibes to every occasion. Get yours today at ordercorona.com. Drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
Speaking of, you know what was in my mail when I got home from my trip? Your wedding saved the date.
Oh my God. Wait, that just gave me chills. I forgot.
I know. Yeah.
I forgot I sent them out.
So I opened my wedding saved the date and my roommate's like sitting at the table next to me and she was like, what is that? That is the most like elusive thing ever. Like there's no information on that save the date.
Nothing.
You would think it's like a secret like underground party. It's like email this address for more information.
Well, to give it away, because I don't want to give too much away, but like the picture that we chose, it's not of Matt and I.
No, you and Matt are not on it. Your names are not on it.
Nothing. And so the people that are coming to our wedding, if you know, you know. And
yeah,
like we said, if we sent this to someone they didn't understand it, then you shouldn't be at the wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everyone gets it.
No, my roommate was like, oh, like maybe it's so that like if it gets lost and sent to the wrong address or like that like no one will know what this is for and it can't be crashed.
Actually brilliant, but that's not why we did it. Matt and I were just like, I don't want to use word over the top, but Matt and I are very just like, I don't know, with the whole wedding thing, we're trying to just do it the way that we want to do it. And we just thought like our save the date needs to be like an insider joke thing that only if you're friends with us, you would understand. And that's why it's like perfect, because your roommate's I don't get
it. Doesn't even have your address on it, like the return, because she was like sorting our mail for us. And she was like, I saw this random address. And I was like, I don't know what this piece of mail is, Lauren. Like, and
it's so crazy because so many of our friends have now sent us the picture being like, we got it. Like, we're coming. And I will say,
I'm excited.
Wedding update. I will say that because of tour and how busy I was with like starting the Unwell Network and this new company, like I really was just trying to like suppress any focus on the wedding that I could, because I also just have like always felt weird about like, do I want to get married and do I want my wedding? I'm like, now I definitely know I want to get married and I know I want to.
I'm glad you know that now.
I do. Matt's like, God bless you. And now I'm like, and then when we decided on the wedding, I think there was probably also like an insecurity of mine of like, I knew I want to make it my own, but I don't know how to make it my own and I don't know what I want, whatever. And I will say, my friend Meg that I was with in Deer Valley. We spent like an hour talking about my wedding because she just recently got married. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to her and she was so calm about it, Lauren. Like the way she talked about it, she had so much excitement and she was so just like pumped about my wedding for me. And I was like, wait, like the details that she was talking about, I was like getting more excited through her.
What's one thing she told you that made you excited?
Like, it's actually a great question. We were going through like trying to pick little details of like how to infuse really unique aspects into our wedding. There's certain sweatsuits that we're going to give every single person that comes to our wedding. We're going to like design these things that are custom to us and our names. And when you see it, you're going to think it's so fucking like clever and funny and chic. And Matt and I came up with it. And I'm like, it's so us to give people hoodies and sweats. Like,
yeah.
But the detailing of like, we came up with this huge thing that when every single person walks into their room, there's going to be like a gift situation
like a
happening.
Welcome thing.
And it's going to be so us that I just feel like there's just all these little details that we're coming up with now that
can I put a few guesses?
Yes.
What I think is going to be in it?
Yes.
Okay. I think there's definitely going to be a bottle of Casamigos Reposado.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the merch sweatsuit.
Snacks.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like you're going to give us, like, food. Like, we're going to have, like, Cheetos and Sour Patch and...
Yeah. And then, like, let me just say this. My part of the experience, like, this is why I'm also so excited because everyone in our lives, like, everyone knows me and Matt so well that, like... You'll know the part of the gifts that are from me. And then like the things that Matt was coming up with, I'm like, I want to be at this wedding. Like Matt's coming up with just like the chicest, coolest
Matt
ideas.
Matt loves to spoil his friends.
He does. And so the point is,
are you having a rehearsal dinner?
We have a whole plan. I'll explain it to you, which okay. Maybe I'll share in another episode.
I got
episode.
So excited. So like I said, this save the date was like so elusive and secretive. Like you would think it was like an underground society that mm-hmm. like I got invited to, and I opened it on New Year's Eve. That's when I got home, and it's like to email like your wedding planner so you get the information.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, me and my roommate are both like, she's like, email him now. Like, I'm so curious. Like, what is it going to tell you? Is it going to take you to like a website? What is it going to say? And I emailed them on New Year's Eve. And I'm like, they're not going to email me back on like New Year's Eve. And I got the email yesterday. Your wedding planners are putting in work. They're emailing on New Year's Day.
Dude, they're amazing. And like, I think I need, what I will say is I think I'm going to do a couple more episodes about wedding stuff.
Wait, do you have a dress?
I have so many updates that I think I should just keep for another episode.
Are you like, wearing multiple dresses?
I have so many ideas, Lauren. I went from thinking that I was just going to like figure it out and walk down the aisle to like,
are you full in now?
I'm in. And I'm going to do Daddy Gang. Tell me if you want me to, but I feel like wedding content so fun. Like I now am fully in and like the update actually though is Matt and I are going to our wedding location this upcoming weekend and we're going with our wedding planners and we are fully walking the entire property and from start to finish we're going to plan the whole wedding in person at this location. So overall I would just say like I'm so excited because 2024, like 2023 I got engaged and 2024 I got married, I'm getting married. And
this
like,
is a big year for you.
It's just so exciting and I feel more excited now that I've started to lean in and I'm like, oh, it is so fun. This is going to be such a fun year. And I don't know. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm trying to stay positive.
You're getting married in like a few months.
Dude, well, that's also, it's so funny when I talk to anyone about like dresses or anything. They're like, oh, and how far out? Like a year to, and I'm like 3 months, 4 months, 3 to 4 months, 5 months. They're like, excuse me? I'm like, yeah, sorry. No, it's literally in a couple months. Anyways, I'm so excited and I just hope that everyone, the one thing that I will say that I hope everyone takes into this new year is like, just because it's a new year doesn't mean that you need to become the best version of yourself and have all these new plans and perfect ideas. Like, it's okay. Like, it was just another Sunday and now it's going to be another Monday. Like, it's okay if you didn't do everything you wanted to do. Like like we said, social media is fucking fake. Half of these people are probably posting their green juices and then like housing a fucking chicken parm after and they're not posting it. They'd be like, I'm being so healthy this year. Like, it's okay. Just go at your own pace, but
live in your own bubble. That's what I'm doing.
Living in your own bubble is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anyone in and don't let anyone pop it.
Exactly.
So thanks for potting with me, Larry.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you're here and we're gonna have the best week. And Daddy Gang, I love you guys so much. And write in wedding questions that you want to know, and I will try to maybe do another solo episode or a Sunday episode at some point and let you guys in on some more of the details. But
yeah, I would love to know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, until then, Daddy Gang, I love you so much. I will see you fuckers next Wednesday. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy Gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.